serving you wherever you are.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Respected listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhaib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 4th of Shawwal in South Africa. Other areas, it's the 5th of Shawwal, 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 3rd of April, 2025. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib, Hafidhahullah, Mufti Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Our topic today is on Shawwal. Mufti Sahib, what's the meaning of Shawwal?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 4th of Shawwal, 1446, and that date is the correct date. That to say Eid was on Sunday, that is just phantom sighting and seeing ghosts and shaitans and so forth. So that date definitely is concocted and fabricated. So we should not even speak about that. Waste of time it is. Second announcement is, we know that Ben Gvir, the Harami super terrorist, he was at Al-Aqsa yesterday. The intention is just to challenge and provoke the Muslims and the Arabs. What can you do? You see, so weak we are, so hopeless we are. We say we are 1 billion, but we can't even finish up 10,000, 1,000 jutlas, remember that. And every day they are murdering, massacring our people there. Every day 50, 60, 80, 90, 100, whatever they feel like. So Allah will musta'an, Allah alone help the ummah. We can't rely on anybody, especially the Arab rulers, Muslim rulers. Majority of them are murtads, majority of them are munafiqeen, and majority of them are enemies of Islam. You'll get few of them little bit got Islam, but majority are murtads and munafiqeen and hypocrites towards Islam. The third issue is that we must remember, those of you who got any nikah announcements, then tomorrow between 10 and 10:30, the nikah announcements will take place. Mawzahid Khan will announce it. Shawwal is the best month to get your children, yourself, your grandchildren married. So mashallah, so send in all the nikah invitations. We will not come, obviously. So just the nikah announcement. We don't need long lectures and all that. Just send it 084-786-3132. Even if you are beyond the borders of South Africa, you are in Cairo, you are in Kenya, you are in Mali, Timbuktu, or Hammam's Kraal, or wherever. So inshallah, you can send it through, and we will announce it inshallah al-Aziz. So if you're beyond the borders of South Africa, +27 84 786 3132, inshallah al-Aziz. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let's start with our lesson today, Shawwal. So what does Islam tell us about the Islamic calendar, the Islamic months and so forth? Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 36. Almighty Allah teaches us that inna iddat ash-shuhuri inda Allah ithna أشهر شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. So that is chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 36. Verily the amount of months by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala are 12 lunar months. And this was ordained and prescribed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala the day Almighty Allah created the heavens, the earth, the entire universe and creation. And we see that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, from this 12 lunar months, minha arbatun hurum, that 4 are sacred months. So we need to understand that properly. Then we will understand that you must remember how the word of Shawwal works and originates and so forth. So now the Quran Sharif is silent. So The Quran doesn't tell us which are the four sacred months. So we go to another verse of the Noble Quran, chapter 16, Surah Nahl, the B, and verse 44. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. That we reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this Quran, this reminder. So what must you do? لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. You must make tabiyyin, you must explain in detail to the people. You see, tomorrow Jumu'ah, inshallah, we will take it live, inshallah al-Aziz. So the bayan will be, inshallah, at 25 past 12 from Masjidullah, day in North Bluff. So inshallah, we will take it live, right? So now you must remember this, that what happens is that tomorrow will be the 5th of Shawwal. So now obviously we have to educate the people. And now there is a certain bayan. Bayan will be at 25 past 12. So that means a lecture, right? Advices. So that is bayan. But tabiyyin will be that what is mentioned in detail. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes tabiyyin. He explains everything that is needed in detail, remember this. لِتُبَيِّنْ, every word of the Qur'an you must understand. The philology, history, the real meaning. مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, that was revealed to them piecemeal gradually. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, so that they wonder, ponder and reflect. Ramadan came, Ramadan gone. How many of us ever reflected, wondered, pondered over a certain ayat? Very few, so we just read, you know, like parrots. So we get sawab, but the aim of the Quran is that we must make tadabbur, tadaftafakkur, wonder, ponder, and so forth. Quran speaks of this. Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakun liyatdabbaru ayatihi wa liyatadhakkara ulul albab. So we must make tadabbur, wonder, ponder, reflect, and take heed, and so forth. So chapter 16, verse 44. Now you come to Bukhari Sharif, that which indeed are the four holy months, sacred months, Thalath ul-Mutawaliyat. Three are consecutive, Zulqa'dah, the month of sitting, Zulhijjah, the month of Hajj, Muharram, the honorable, respected month. So in those days, when these 3 months started, automatic ceasefire. So people can have a safe passage to go and perform Hajj. Zulqa'dah, they can travel. Zulhijjah, they can perform their Hajj. Muharram, Qudumul Hujjaj, they're returning home, you see. It's not nowadays you jump in a plane 10 hours, 12 hours, 15, 20 hours, you're there. So that time was 1 month journey, more than 1 month, less than 1 month, on foot, on camel, on donkey, whatever they could find. So remember that that is why we should have. Then the fourth month is what? They say, Thalathun sardun wa wahidun fardun. Three are consecutive and one is separate. And that is Rajab. See? Therefore they call it Rajab Mudar. And they call it Rajabul Mu'azzam. And so forth, the honorable month, remember that. So that is, during the course of the year, you want to go for Umrah or something, you know you got safe passage. That is the wisdom of it. Now study the Islamic calendar. Ramadan, then Shawwal. After that, you've got 3 consecutive months. So when you study the philology, the history of the word Shawwal, it means that the animal is picking up its tail. So there's a literal meaning in the lexicon. But what's the greater meaning? Picking up its tail and doing what? It's prepared to attack the prey. It is shikari karna, shikari marna, shikar kumarna. So you are prepared to take it, the animal that is there, kalbe muallam, dog, whatever, that is trained properly, and then you attack the prey, you see. So why? Because Shawwal is permissible. But once Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram come, then all these activities mamnu and prohibited. Because why? Now you can't do hunting, you can't have war and all that initially. Now this is all permissible. So that is now the meaning of Shawwal, you see. So to give you the meaning, we have to give you this whole long story so people understand properly the wisdom of the names of these months. You must remember that. Ramadan. We finished Ramadan. But now the question has to be asked, did we make Ramadan the name, the ism, the musamma? Did we practice on the name? But what is the meaning? The meaning is tahriqu dhunub, to burn the sins. So majority of the ummah didn't burn all the sins. They burned some of the sins. And a dalil and evidence of that is, you go to any masjid now, go today a certain time, go Zuhr time, Isha time, Maghrib time, maybe it will be full. But you will see that half the crowd is there, quarter the crowd is there. Where's the rest? So now, if we were really burning the sins, then we should continue with the righteous deeds post Ramadan. And now we don't do that, so then we come to Bishr al-Hafi. Bishr, the sage of the age, the Waliullah, used to walk around barefoot, Hafi Kalfut, barefoot, there in Iraq, you see. So he, Bishr, is buried next to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. They were the Tigris River. Ay wulida bi Baghdad wa tuwfiya bi Baghdad. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was born in Baghdad and he passed away in Baghdad. So Bishr, that why he used to go barefoot? Why Mawzahid? She says, Quran says, wal arda farashnaha fa ni'mal mahidun. Allah says, this land and sand I made for you, we laid it out a wonderful, beautiful carpet. You see. Then Allah says Himself, فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ. How beautifully it has been stretched out and laid out and spread out for you. You see. He says, not fatwa, it's his own shock, his own dhok, awliyaullah, the God. So he says that I feel shy to walk with shoes, sandals on the carpet which Allah has made for us specially. So therefore, it's better I walk barefoot. So these are now, to walk with shoes and sandals, totally permissible in the world. But these people have their own zog, their own understanding and so forth. So Bishr, rahimahullah, used to say, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ. Horrible, terrible are people, a nation, a generation that only recognizes, worships Allah during the month of Ramadan. We know the same Allah we are worshipping today in Shawwal or Muharram, in Shawwal or in Rabiul Awwal or any month. So it's the same Allah we worship in Ramadan. But you creating the perception that there is a Rabb and there is a sustainer, nourisher for Ramadan only. Therefore we show some loyalty. But the other 11 months is no loyalty. You see now the beautiful. بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ. Who said so? Bishr al-Hafi rahimahullah. And these were people who were there in Iraq, the awliyaullah. Iraq, a country, Anbiya alayhi salam, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam buried there. You must remember next to Mosul and so forth, Ninwa. And then you see that land of Sahaba. How many Sahaba buried there? Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu, thousands of Sahaba. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. All are buried there. The land of Tabi'in, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah Tabi'in. The land of Fuqaha and jurists. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is buried there, Imam Abu Hanifa is buried there. Imam, you must remember this thing, Ahmad bin Hanbal is buried there. So many giants are buried there. And thereafter, the land of Awliyaullah. So who is buried there? Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, rahimahullah. By his grave, Mubarak is written, Sayyidu Ta'ifa, the leader of the group of Sufis of Awliyaullah. Then you go the other side, you will find Hazrat Piran appeared, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, is buried there. And then you go the other side, you see Hazrat Ma'ruf Karkhi is buried there. So he was a Christian. His parents used to hit him. He used to say, Ahad, 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 one, no tree business. You see that? So then he made so much qurbani, He became one of the great, great sages of the age. Remember that. Ma'ruf Karkhi. So with Allah's help, Allah's fazl, we went all these places, you see. We had 1 week, 6 days. Wonderful, wonderful trip to go. In 2000, we went 5 countries. I just resigned from Darul Uloom, so I had to tell my wife, we are the only people in the world, we don't have job, but we were visiting 5 countries, you know. So we went from there, South Africa to Jordan, then we went to Palestine, and then from there, this was in 2000, then from there, mashallah, we came to Syria, from Syria we came to Iraq, and from Iraq, then we came back this way, you understand, and to Syria and what have you, and then we got a flight, and then we came to Jeddah and performed Umrah, Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwarah, 5 countries. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So it shows that when you go to these countries, you must learn the history, learn the geography, all the shopping and waste of time. Go learn what Islam did in those days at these places there. So that will motivate you, inspire you, inshallah.
This month of Shawwal, what actions must we be doing?
So remember, 3 actions are the most important. Number one is fasting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Man sama Ramadan, whosoever kept all the fasts of Ramadan, 29 days, 30 days, thumma adba'ahu sittam min Shawwal, then he follows it up with 6 fasts of Shawwal, whether it is consecutively or whether intermittently you keep today, and then next to Friday, Saturday you don't keep, then Sunday you keep, for example. So like that, you keep Mondays, Thursdays, but you make intention of Shawwal fast, you make intention of Sunnat fast, so all that is acceptable, no problem. So in a case like that, kana ka siyami dahar, is like you can fast the whole year. So remember, the hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif and is authentic. However, there is a proviso, there is a condition. You see, the ummah today, because of jahalat and ignorance, and first following riwaj and rasam, traditions and customs, that now the ummah, they love reading the nafil salat. Read 2 rakat shaykh. They go Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, Aqsa, Al-Muba. Maaf. They go to this place, then read 2 rakats here, 2 rakats there, they'll do. See, you know, it massages the ego, you see, feel nice. We're becoming waliullah. And I ask them, how many qaza salat you got of fajr? How many qaza salat you got of asr? 90% will keep quiet. So when you're going to read that, Allah is never going to ask you about the nafil salat. But the first thing Allah will ask you, hadith sahih, in Tirmidhi Sharif, أول ما يسأل به العبد يوم القيامة يوم القيامة الصلاة أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة. That's the word. The first thing will be questioned about the word of Salat on day of Qiyamah. You see that? And if we're not proper, then this happens. Allah alone protect us. مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ, what made you walk straight into Jahannam? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْوَلِّينَ. Oh, لَمْ نَكُمْ, we never had Salat. You see that? So that is where we are today. The Ummah, they don't. And we got a whole misunderstanding. So first, Qadha, fast. Then you worry about your one. 2, you can keep consecutively or intermittently. You can start tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, next week, anytime, fine, no problem. And 3rd issue is, if you're up to date with your fast, then you keep the Shawwal fast. We got no objection on that, totally permissible. Sunnah, mustahab, call it whatever you want to. So all that will be acceptable. Next one will be that Shawwal fast will mean the 6 fasts and the qaza must also be. Then you get some bright sparks. They'll say, tomorrow, Friday or Saturday, I'm keeping fast. But I'm making intention for qaza fast and the sunnah fast. Qaza fast and the nafil fast. Is that permissible? Hanafis, Hanbalis, and they say not permissible. Shafis, they say permissible. So remember that Imam Shafi, Rahimahullah, so he will say permissible. Therefore, you will see in Cape Town, mashallah, our Buddhas, our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, daughters, that they will be fasting 6 fasts separately, you know. So when they finish that, then now when they have finished their 6 fasts, so of menses, for example, now they will go to the 6 fasts of Shawwal. And it becomes a big thing there, you must remember that, because now they know the virtues and all these type of things. So that is also very, very important. And then another ibadat that we should do is nikah. Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha states, Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tazawwaja bi fi Shawwal. Nabi alayhi salatu salam married me during the month of Shawwal. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Hadith in Ibn Majah. Wa banabi fi Shawwal. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consummated the marriage with me also in Shawwal. So on the 10th of Shawwal, she got married. So from here, you must remember, these are lessons we learned. And she is to encourage her nieces, nephews, get married in Shawwal. So we should be doing that, inshallah. And Almighty Allah will protect our marriages, and Almighty Allah, Jalla Allah, make easy for everybody. So that is the most important ibadat the person should do. And likewise, that a person should make sincere tawbah daily and ask Almighty Allah for acceptance daily. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. And to ask Allah for forgiveness daily. Wa'afu anna waghfir lana warhamna. Ya Allah, regarding our past, forgive us. Wa'afu anna. Regarding the present, waghfir lana. Make sattari, cover our vices, sins and shortcomings. The future, warhamna. Then Ya Allah, have mercy on us. Anta maulana, that you are the one that are the maulana, the one that is the one in charge of, you have all the power and protection and everything. فَانْسُرُنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Assist us against these non-Muslim people. Kafirin don't mean only mushrikeen and so forth. Al-kufru millatun wahida. So it's not a hadith but a saying. So they all belong to one group. So yeah, we have to go and give them the food and so forth, so they can also survive and they can also live nicely and so forth. So that is how we should look at it. And inshallah, you will find that, you know, Allah Ta'ala let Islam spread through some people's efforts and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala made it easy. So in a case like this, that where people are, you must remember, want to perform nikah and all that, we must encourage them that perform the nikah now in Shawwal. And do not procrastinate and so forth and so on. You see, today people delay too much. And tawbah compulsory immediately. And qabuliyat also immediately. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. إِنَّمَا فَحَسَرْ أَنْ قَسَرْ exclusivity. Allah Jalla Wala only accepts from those people who have the quality of taqwa and true piety. So where are we? So, but we know Allah Ta'ala will accept so everything inshallah of ours after. So you must remember, we try to prove ourselves and will defeat the enemy also. Then فَانْسُرْنَا لَلْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Ya Allah, you assist us against these people who are the disbelievers and non-Muslims and so forth and so on. So that is the most important things that we should know about Shawwal. And then obviously there are events. You, Mazahid, you can go to our calendar and highlight the event, and then we'll fill you in with the details, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, here we see it, our calendar is filled with events, and especially with the battles and all the Mujahideen. Sayyidu Shuhada, Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu, was martyred in Uhud. Mufti Sahib, you can tell us about Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu.
So Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, and he is two ways connected to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One, he is the Ammun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chacha, the kaka, paternal uncle, pasa brood. So you must remember, Abbas radiallahu anhu embraced Islam and Hamza radiallahu anhu embraced Islam, the two uncles. So first Hamza and afterwards Abbas radiallahu anhu. Then when Hamza radiallahu anhu was born, as was the custom in the Arab world at that time, then not only the mother would breastfeed, other ladies would also breastfeed. So one lady who breastfed him when he was a baby, when he was very young, was Suwayba. Suwayba breastfed who? Hamza radiallahu anhu. And Hamza means to be like solid, like a lion, you see. So it mustn't be, now if your heart come and all that, then you run away. So then it show you were not the real Hamza. You were the Spaza Hamza then. So you must fight till the end, you must remember. That is, you brave, like a lion, you see. So she, Suwayba, she breastfed him for Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. Then Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak, honorable birth took place. I told you the other day, 20th April, the time was 435, 437, 438. Why that time on Zahid? Is Subah Sadiq time to tell them the Master alayhi salatu salam is going to remove the darknesses in which the people are groping in and bring them towards the Noor and radiance of Islam. You see that? And this is enshrined in the Quran Sharif. Chapter 14, verse 1, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You must take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in towards the Noor and the radiance and effulgence, so of Islam. So that is what we should know. So, he, Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Milad Mubarak takes place. So what happens? She is Waiba, is there. She breastfed Nabi alayhi salam. So in that excitement, and then she told her master. Who is her master? You must remember Abu Lahab. And Abu Lahab set her free. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So all this happened on that Monday. So Abu Lahab is speaking about Abu Lahab. Is 100% going to Jahannam. Quran says so. So yasla naran zata lahab wa mra'atu. His wife, you must remember, Umme Jamil, also was him in Jahannam. So now you see what is happening. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak takes place. She breastfeeds him. And Usuwayba then brings the baby to the mother, Sayyida Amina radiallahu anha, and all that happens. Then she comes and tells him, Abu Lahab. So he points with his index finger and thumb. You brought such bishara, bushra, glad tidings, go, anti hurra, you are free. He liberated her. So every Monday, in Bukhari Sharif, that little bit of water trickles down here between, you must remember, the index finger and the thumb. So takhfif azab takes place for him. There's concession because of his good actions and deeds. But he will stay in Jahannam. This is only every Monday because he did that there. And the reference is in Bukhari Sharif. So here we learn the relationship. One side, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the other side, Sahaba, or the Ahlul Bayt, Hamza radiallahu anhu and others. So we must know their relationship. So it was nephew sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and uncle. It was foster brother and foster brother. You got it?
Chief.
So that is how you must understand. What happened in the battle of Uhud? In the battle of Badr, Allah Jalla Wala gave a magnificent victory to the Muslims. Although everything, they were inferior, their numbers were less, their arms were less, their animals were less. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِيُّ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّ. But you were so few, all that. So the magnificent victory is like saying Taliban beat the whole United States and the whole America and everybody together, you see. So it's a similar, just for our puny little brains we are saying now. So that is what happened. So now they lost 70 of their men. Abu Jahl sent to Jahannam, and then so many others. And thereafter, 70 were taken captive and so forth. Prisoners of war. So cut long story short, so what happened in a case like that? So then they were liberated, they paid ransom and so forth and so on. So majority of them got liberated. Some got maaf and so forth. So anyway, now they had an emergency meeting. This is still in the first year of the Hijrah. And now that these youngsters, yeah, they're going to run amok with us. They're defeating us. So we have to ensure that we defeat them, you see. We have to ensure that we defeat them. So we have to be, so you must remember the first surf and so forth and so on. So mashallah, that we see after the Mashura, the hell, they say we must go for revenge. The Kuffar, the Mushrikeen. How can they do this to us? So now it was a knee-jerk reaction. It was based on emotions and so forth and so on. So then they came out. Nabi alayhi salam initially was not very happy that they leave Medina Munawwara. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam knew that they are munafiqeen and hypocrites here in Medina Munawwara. So maybe these people will try to harass the Muslim or intimidate them or something like that. So you must remember that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt they should stay in Medina central. But then Sahaba said, no, let's go out. So then they went out, mashallah. And this was on the 7th of Shawwal. So now this was like more like a defensive war. The first one was offensive. This one was like more defensive. And now what had happened was that the battle ensued. The Sahaba were winning. And then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Rami that the Jamaatul Rumat, 50 of them, you must not descend from this year. So tell this victory and so forth. So they told this victory because Khalid bin Walid, all of them left the Ma'rika, the battlefield, and were going back home. So when they saw, so they came down from the 50, only 12 were left there. Where they were left, there at the Jabal Rumat. Jabal, mountain, Rumat, the archers. Got it? So Jabal Rumat, 12 of them, so they were left behind. So therefore, Nawawi says, if there are 12 people so in a masjid, so besides the Imam, then remember that the Jummah Salat will be valid. So normally they say 40 beside the Imam. But Nawawi, with this incident, you must remember, he said there are 12 people. So 12 people, remember that is that ayat wa tarakuka qa'ima. So we don't confuse issues. Wa tarakuka qa'ima, majority went out to buy their things and so forth, and 12 people were left. Yes, subhanallah. So you must remember that 50 people, so majority left. Again, 12 people left. Plus minus, you understood? And that the Amir stayed and all of them stayed. Mistake. Sahaba, ijtihad, ijtihadi ghalati. Khalid bin Walid, master marksman, he looked and he found an opening that Jamal Rumat is gone, so we can go from the back and we can attack them. And that's exactly what happened. And then we find that there was big nuksan and a lot of damage done to the Muslims and to the Mujahideen. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu was martyred. Musab bin Umayr radiallahu anhu was martyred. So many Sahaba were martyred. And you must remember, they were like so sad, you know, that all this has happened. And now Nabi alayhi salatu salam still has to, you must remember, be pacified that all this has happened. So, I mean, it's all things that happened. So that is how the Battle of Uhud. So Uhud was actually a case of revenge against the Muslims. Therefore, we read the dua, Allah majal sa'rana ala man zalamana. Ya Allah, you are the one, you defend us against those people who are making zulam upon us. You see? So that is how they left, with the intention of revenge. But Allah Ta'ala didn't give them complete victory. That Allah Ta'ala gave them like partial victory. And some ulama say we mustn't even use the word victory for the enemy. So just say that they cause harm to the Muslims, you see that. So anyway, that is all, you know, verbal gymnastics, what you call. Gymnastics in semantics, semantics in gymnastics, you know. So that is a play of words and all these kind of things. But that was the main thing. So now the ummah, when we go there to Uhud, so always show our respect also to Mother Aisha radiallahu anha, Mother Hafsa radiallahu anha, and the two children. So you must remember that, you see, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Sahaba also got martyred there, Sayyidina Hamza, Musab bin Umayr, and like that, you know, others got martyred, family members, and 70, and so. So it was a big blow to the Muslims as well. So in takunu ta'lamun fa innam ya'lamun wa tarjuna min Allah ma la yarjun. But remember, you will get reward from Allah and they will not get reward. when they used to take the name of their big idol, which was their biggest idol? Their biggest idol was Hubal. Their biggest idol was Hubal. Ha Balam. They used to say, Hubal will give us victory. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba, tell them, Inna Allah Mawlana wa la Mawla lakum. Verily Allah is our protector, Allah is our helper, Allah is our one who will grant us a magnificent victory, and you will have a terrible defeat. So therefore, Anta Mawlana fansurna ala al-qawmi al-kafirin. So like that you must remember what had happened. So Almighty Allah is teaching us in so many places regarding the Battle of Uhud and the durus and the lessons we can learn from there, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, the next battle was at Battle of Hunain, 10th of Shawwal, 8th year of the Hijri calendar.
When we look at the sequence of events, when Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, they entered Hudaybiyah, nowadays called Shumaysiyah. The Saudis changed the name Haramis. So the people don't even know where Hudaybiyah because they changed it. So Shumaysiyah, and it's just outside the Haram, and the masjid there, the last time I went, was still called Masjid Hudaybiyah. Be that as it may, so now they said you can't enter, you can't perform Umrah and all these things. Eh? So then they made the Sulah Hudaybiyah, the peace treaty. So then they said that, okay, that we must be treated like equals now, Muslim and Kuffar. Sayyidina Umar was very upset. He said, how can that be? So anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, cool down, Sayyidina Umar. Allah revealed the surah, the verses, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. So he could not understand, we're accepting all these conditions, which can victory this will be. Now understand the sequence of events. This is Zulqa'dah. This is Zulqa'dah, the sixth year, so of the Hijrah, all right? So you must remember, Zulqa'dah. Then Zulhijjah, and then the Jutlas made Shararat, and they made mischief making. So then Sahaba went, they attacked the Jutlas in Muharram, in Khaybar, and defeated them, 93-94 of them, some wrote 93, some 94. Jutlas dispatched to hell. So that happened straight after Sulah Hudaybiyah. We got it? Bursting. وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. That's the meaning of it. Allah will give you a speedy victory very soon. Like that. So that happened. There was no treaty with them. And they know there was a treaty that if you make nonsense, then there will be consequences. Like that. So that is what happened. Then the seventh year, these people, they made 10-year agreement. But they themselves could not comply with it. They were breaking it and all. So then in the eighth year, they broke it even more. Abu Sufyan came from Makkah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now we're not giving you all another chance. We fed up with you all. Then 10,000 Sahaba left, you must remember, from Makkah, from Medina Munawwara on that Saturday. And you must remember that is for Hajjatul Wida. This is not Hajjatul Wida. But thousands of Sahaba, they left, so 1,400. Again, that were there for 1,400, 500. Then that went for 6 years in Zulqa'dah. So again in Zulqa'dah, they went, perform Umratul Qadha, as was the agreement, as per agreement. So that is 7 years. Then they broke the agreement. Then in Fateh Makkah, then 10,000 Sahaba came. It was 21st of Ramadan, Saturday, and Makkah from Darul Kufr became Darul Islam again. Everywhere there were idols, 360 idols. Here Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with ishtik mubarak, hitting them, dropping them. Ja'a al-haq wa zaqa al-batil. You see that? The truth has come and dawned upon them and the batil is gone. Zohar time, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu is on top of the Kaaba and these fair, fair complexion Arabs are wondering, what's happening today? What do izzu man tasha, what do zillu man tasha? So all that happens. Then thousands of people entered the fold of Islam. Yadkhuluna fi deenillahi afwaja. Then Sahaba were 12,000. Battle of Hunain, the enemy were 4,000. Now that self-conceit, that self-admiration, so got a hold of them. some Sahaba. So Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَوَاتِنَا كَثِيرًا, that indeed Allah Ta'ala helps you in many battlefields. وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْن, and the day of Hunayn, the 10th of Shawwal, 8th of the Hijrah after Fatih Makkah. إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ, because you were 12,000, you said, today we can never lose. And initially they started losing, because these people, the Hawazin, were master marksmen. So now that the way they were shooting the arrows, so now the Muslims started retreating. ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُ مُدْبِرِينَ, then Allah Ta'ala's fazal came, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wasila, and then they regrouped and then they defeated them. So yeah, three things happened. That Sahaba were more in number and then than the enemy, 12,000 Sahaba, that said 4,000. Second one, self-conceit, self-admiration, to got better of them. They were new Muslims, some of them. So for them it is. And then the third one, you ran away. Then Allah Ta'ala gave you the himmat and the courage, you fight them. ثُمَّ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ, you see. And Allah Ta'ala gave you acceptance for your tawbah and everything. So that is what happened, and that is what led to the Battle of Hunayn and so forth. Then again we go from there to where? Ta'if. It's on one road, it's on the route. From Makkah you go to Hunayn. Then from there, if you know Makkah and surrounding, you go to Jirana. That is where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed Umrah from. We'll come back to that. Then from there, they went to Taif. Around 20th of, you must remember, Shawwal. Some kitab say 25th and so forth. So in between those days, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, so a magnificent victory given to the Muslims again. So one side you got Fatih Makkah. One side you got Hunayn, one side you got the Ghazwa-e Taif, and that was in the 9th year. So you must remember, 10th year. So in the, let us see, Amazon, no, sorry, 8th year, Fatih Makkah, 8th year, and then remember the Battle of Hunayn, then 8th year, and then Taif, 8th year, and I'm mixing up with Hajjatul Wida. So remember, so 8th year, all this. Then they stayed there a few days, all that, and then they established their base. Then the Master, alayhi salam, now returning, came to a place called Jirana. Night time, some Sahaba were there, they were sleeping. They didn't even realize that Nabi, alayhi salam, went for Umrah. So here, there is an academic discussion. One is, the Tan'im, where Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends Mother Aisha radiallahu anha to go and make Umrah on the 14th night of Zulhijjah after Hajj. So for Nafil Umrah, you are in Makkah, you want to make a Nafil Umrah voluntary. It's better to go to Tan'im, Qawlun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or it's better to go to Jirana, Fa'lun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What you will say, Mawlana Zaid, Dawud Barakatuh. Hanafi say, it's better to go to Tan'im. Shafi and them say, it is better to go to Jirana. You see? So that is what we should understand. That is what durus and lessons we learn from all this here. Then you find many other battles and so forth. And you find in Shawwal, Mother Aisha got married. Umm Salama radiallahu anha married Nabi alayhi salam in the 40th of the Hijrah. So all these type of things occurred. And you can read it in our calendar. I just give it to you more in detail, so it makes it easier for you to understand. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accept us all for his deed. And inshallah, now we go back to the studio. And there's news there with Brother Suleiman Esop. And thereafter, you must remember that there will be the program with Alfas and Kosi. 1 o'clock will be the Zohar Azan. And then the tafsir. Today's tafsir, you must remember, will be from verse 109 to 116. 109 to 116. So that is the tafsir we got today, inshallah al-Aziz. So if you'll know about how the people become Hafiz there in Makkah and all that, you must remember, they have 8 maqaras. You heard that the maqara? You see, when you study by only Indo Pak teachers, then you will learn, then you don't learn the same term. So when we study by some Arabs, then you learn this term. My Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, so you must remember, he went to do hifz also by Sheikh, the great Sheikh in Cape Town. I went to his grave Mubarak also, Sheikh Salih Abadi, the person who read his Janaza Salat is buried next to him. His favorite student, you see. I forget his name. So the student's name. So anyway, he performed Sheikh Janaza Salat. So now Hafiz Limalia studied there. Sheikh Wi Salih Abadi studied in Makkah. So there, if you study even the Imams of the Haram, and then you will see they all go that system. So they say that in one Jews there are 8 Maqaras. Understood? So take today's lesson. I give you this example. That today's lesson we starting Surah Araf and chapter 109. So to where must I go? So I go to the ending of the first Maqara. You see? وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ أَلْقِ أَصَاكَ is the beginning of the second Maqara. So then you will have Ruba. Ruba will be the quarter, second Maqara. Then you get third Maqara. Then you got Nis, it's 4. So in one juz you will have 8 Maqara. You got? So that is where you must start reading and so forth and so on. So this was how the Qurra of Makkah, so they used to have their own. Even if you see that Makkah, Madinah, Quran, they got special marks there. You understand? To tell you that this is that Jews, you understand? This is the Jews, this is the Hijb, this is this, this is. So they make ishara towards all these type of things there. So that is how that we're going to stop there, inshallah, by the ending of the first Maqara. Because per Jews, there are 8 Maqaras. So Hafiz Limalia would tell us, who's reading the first 2 Maqaras, Tarawih? Who's going to read the middle 2? Who's going to read the last 2? Like that. So that needs to use the term Maqara every day. And obviously that stick and weights and all that were nearby there, you know. Yeah. So then if you don't know, then you'll see stars daytime, you will start seeing Maqaras and all that. You must remember that. So that is, yeah. So that is how we learned, you know. And we finished also with Allah's help. So it's something good to know. At the Arab schools and madrasas, the Darul Tahfiz, that is how they teach them and so forth. Allah Ta'ala qabool farmai, Allah Ta'ala accept it. Inshallah, Laziz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You are listening to مركز الصحابة, the voices of أهل السنة والجماعة.